Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Fryer, aka Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Da Bronx here in New York City. And today I want to talk a little bit about Instagram. Instagram is one of the social media platforms I use, along with many members of my province. My province, yes, in God's providence, I'm making for the Easter of the day, but in my province. And it's a wonderful tool for evangelization and social media, etc. You know, sharing great pictures of our time with the sisters and at different masses and religious events and big happenings in our life. And I've been trying to share things about my amputation and my weight loss with the hope to encourage people. You know, there's no magic thing around weight loss. It's just good diet and working out and etc. You know, so it's a great thing in that regard. But I want to remind you all that I am, you know, a person also works in a school and have teaching responsibilities in that regard. And many of the students in our school know I do a lot of social media stuff. They like my YouTube channel and a variety of other things. And one of the things I've noticed is this big cult around Instagram personalities in terms of Instagram models. And this is for boys and girls. It's for the both genders, mind you, okay? And, you know, these ideals are being placed before our young ones that are utterly unattainable on Instagram. Now, what do I mean? You know, Instagram models, these, they're preeminently women, and they put themselves out there in provocative ways in order to sell things and et cetera. You know, it's a way for them to make money on their looks and et cetera. And it puts out an idea of beauty, of how girls ought to look and what men ought to be attracted to and et cetera. Now, the problem is, and there's many problems, but one of the problems I want to focus on for this podcast episode is the amount of filters, the way that that photograph has been worked over to highlight in certain things, to maybe make the butt look bigger or the bust line look wider or however it is, the colors to make certain things pop, etc. There's a lot of science and a lot of technology that are going into making that image the most provocative to catch eyeballs and to incite certain human responses like lust and etc. So these ideals are being given over to our children from these photos. Now, many of these models are probably not thinking about that or doing that on purpose. They're trying to make a living. But there is a reality. There is a consequence from what they are doing. And we need to be out there telling our children, like, these are not how these people really look. These filters and the different ways of photo editing software and et cetera, I can make people look any way I want. I can edit certain videos to make people sound like a heretic the way I want and et cetera. Like, that's the scary age that we're in, so we have to be able to meet our kids where they're at and let them know the reality of these pictures and let them know what goes on to these pictures and how they are being worked over and how the ideal, quote-unquote ideal, being put before them through these images are not realistic nor are they healthy. Now, I'm all for personal health and going to work out and keeping obesity down and all that stuff, but this is an unreality. It's a fantasy land that's being placed before our children. And it also has ramification in other ways, into teenage years, into college years. The expectations are not possible. You cannot achieve them because they have been worked over in ways that are humanly impossible. And it's the slightest little thing, you know, just as games on phones are made to addict the human mind, to keep your eyeballs on it so they can expose you to ads and things like that so the app maker can make a revenue, make money off of it. We need to become more aware of these things and be able to meet our kids and explain these things at them and let them know, like, Instagram can be a good thing. There are great sea pictures of creatures in the sea. I'm just utterly fascinated by divers that go into these worlds and put that out there, and I can learn things through their videos that are just amazing. And I try myself, I use these tools for evangelization purposes and et cetera. But we need to become aware of the deeper and darker realities that come out from these sort of technologies. And we need not come at our children with fear in our heart over these things, but in confidence, knowing that we can speak to them from the love of Jesus Christ and letting them know that these are not good, healthy, safe ideals that are being instilled in them through these technologies. And we need to be able to replace those with healthy ideals and be a good witness to what beauty is. What does it mean to be a woman? What does it mean to be a woman that cultivates beauty in her life? What does it mean to be a boy and a man? What does it mean to be a gentleman? What does it mean to be a healthy man? You know, girls are able to talk about these things more so than boys. But the ideals, I've met many boys that have struggled with eating disorders and just as girls have. And part of the complex are these sort of images. And we need to become aware so we can aid and support and put out good ideals, good ways for our boys and girls to become healthy in their identities, children of God, as daughters and sons of God. This is a tall task, but we need not go alone. We're here to support each other. One of the reasons why I made this episode today. And I hope it helps you in the work that you have, in the lives that you've been entrusted with, through your ministry or through your family, by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Please know that I will be praying for you always in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There at my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find more of my content. Articles on Catholic Stand that I've written. You can find blog posts that I've made, YouTube videos. You can find links to my other social media platforms that I use. And you can also email me through that website, too. All of this is on thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.